Item 389, accept progress report regarding commitments with Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association for Mount Tabor Park reservoirs.
Mayor, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you very much. I'm going to invite forward four speakers. The deputy director.
Sure, Mayor, is your mic on?
We're going to invite forward four distinguished guests, the deputy director and the principal engineer of the Water Bureau, and Stephanie Stewart and John Larson from the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association. So if you could all come forward. Dave, is it just you? Okay. There you go. So is Mary Ellen. So let me just tee this up as follows. Colleagues, following the decision to disconnect the Mount Tabor reservoirs from our drinking water system in 2015, Council passed a resolution committing the city to ongoing work to preserve the reservoirs. And I want to thank Commissioner Amanda Fritz for her genuine partnership in helping to reach that agreement. That resolution directed the Water Bureau to partner with the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association on planning and implementation and to present regular updates to Council. This is the first annual report to Council. We've had six-month reports. And so I want to turn it over to our guests who will be presenting the report that's in your packet.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Gabrielle Salmer. I am the Deputy Director of the Water Bureau, and it is a true pleasure to be here with this particular group today to bring this report to you. I'm delighted to sit with this particular group of presenters, which would not have been feasible 2 years ago or 14 years ago, as you know. So I'm joined by Mary Ellen Collentine, our principal engineer, and John Larson to my right, and Stephanie Stewart of the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association.
And I want to apologize to Mary Ellen. My notes kept saying Teresa Elliott, and so I was having a psychic. I was trying to figure out how this was working. So we're joined by the principal engineer, but the chief engineer of the Water Bureau, if you can raise your hand, Teresa Elliott is in the back just to make sure we get it right.
Excellent. And I was going to introduce our distinguished guests, our chief engineer, Teresa Elliott, and our community representative, Terry Black, is also in the audience, who's done a great deal of work with the community on this project. And so I will leave it first to Mary Ellen to walk us through the report. It's not very long, but it is fairly detailed and goes through the history of this project, which is pretty fascinating. And then I'll have John and Stephanie go through a little bit about where we were and how we're moving forward. So Mary Ellen, go ahead.
All right, thank you very much. I also wanted to do an additional recognition of some other partners we've had with what I call our core team. We've had George Lazavoy from Parks Bureau, who's been integral in our meetings, along with two other neighborhood people, Bing Wong and Kim Lakin, and David Gray and Terry Black from the Portland Water Bureau. So that group comprises the core team. We have been diligently working together as a group for over a year now. We've been meeting monthly. We've also, some members of the Mount Tabor folks have also been meeting monthly with other Water Bureau folks with the Mount Tabor disconnect project. So we've been having a lot of communications, and I wanted to just touch briefly on a few highlights in the report. I don't want to take too much time because I think John and Stephanie's words are important to say today. So from a communication standpoint, I think we have been communicating very well. We have we've developed a really good working relationship, and we are continuing to develop a good working relationship. Sorry, this mic is sounding funny to me. Anyway, we've been working together to try and develop or have a relationship where we can be honest and open and transparent with how we deal with each other, and I think we have achieved that. And I will let Stephanie and John confirm that in their testimony. I should say that my remarks follow the points that were outlined in the resolution. So the first point in the resolution was communications. We've also been working for the last year on a water management plan. Part of the resolution said that we had to maintain 85% level of water in the reservoirs after they were disconnected. That poses a challenge for the Water Bureau. We've never dealt with we've never dealt with managing non-potable water sources before. So for a year, we've done water quality testing. We've developed a draft water management plan to help us understand better how we're going to manage that water. We are hoping to solicit feedback from the neighborhood, our neighborhood partners within the next few weeks now that that draft plan has been put together. The plan is a work in progress because over this next year, we are going to be testing how well we can manage that water in order to maintain some level of water quality and to be sustainable in our practices. So how that works out over the next year is still yet to be determined, but we will be working with the Tabor folks and also with Environmental Services to make that happen. So from the standpoint of the Historic Preservation Project itself, we have done a significant amount of work over the last year. I know it's probably not apparent yet, but we started off with hiring the original author of our 2009 Historic Structures Report. We updated and amended the Historic Structures Report and developed a list of extremely high-priority projects together with the neighborhood. We've also, along with that, we've hired a historic preservation consultant. They just received notice to proceed, and so we are chomping at the bit to get going with design work and to get projects out the door. We've also moving forward with replacing the chain link fence that protects the dam face between Reservoir 5 and Reservoir 6. This was put up in the 90s and has certainly been a source of irritation for the neighborhood out there because it is not historically compatible with the reservoir historic features. We are moving forward with getting that out to bid in the next couple months, and we'll be replacing that fence with something that's more historically compatible. I wanted to touch a little bit on our budget. We had requested and received a budget last year, and we're only going to spend about a third of that budget, and we've requested carryover. For this coming fiscal year, we've requested about $1 million because between the carryover and the request for this coming fiscal year, we would be able to carry out the first list of the top priority projects, which is about $1.3 million. We know that there have been questions about why we have not expended all of the funds from this fiscal year, and I just want to say that we've been working really hard to do the planning level effort necessary to get to where we are today, to where we can get a design professional on board and start putting bid packages together. So although it may not look like we've been doing much, we've actually been working hard and done a lot of preparatory work to get to this point. We have a lot of momentum. So we're hoping that our funding request will be approved and that we can continue with doing the projects that we have been working on. And I thank you very much for allowing us to come to you today, and I'm going to turn it over to John and Stephanie.
So, yes, thank you. Thank you all for allowing us to be here today. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and the commissioners, for your time. We're actually really happy to be here to be able to tell you about the productive partnership we've built between the community and the Bureau over the last 21 months. We're proud to be able to tell you that we've poured hundreds of hours of great work into this project. And we're also here to celebrate the fact that with the Council's leadership, and thanks to the determination and diligence of those of us sitting at this table together with many others, we really have succeeded in taking what was a bitter legal confrontation between the community and the Water Bureau from that very contentious point and building what is now a very good and positive and, in fact, rewarding relationship. And finally, we're pleased to be able to come before you in person to tell you about the enormous momentum that we've built together. After more than a year and a half of deliberate and methodical preparation, this partnership between the community and the Water Bureau is now poised to launch a well-considered and fiscally prudent suite of carefully planned projects. It took 14 long years to get to this point where we're all sitting at this table together. And while we won't retell that saga, I'm sure Commissioner Fish is happy that we don't want to go into that.
We all have scars.
We all have scars. But we do want to provide some context for the written report that you have before you today. This report is the second written report we've made to the council, and it takes you through the last 12 months of our activities and the resulting work products. And 2 years ago, just about exactly 2 years ago, the Water Bureau and the community were at loggerheads over the future of the Mount Tabor reservoirs, and we were caught in a legal battle that no one wanted, but that no one seemed able to avoid. And we were on the brink of that legal battle, continuing on to Luba and perhaps beyond. Then, at your request, at the request of many members of the City Council, a small handful of us, Teresa Elliott and David Schaff and Stephanie and myself and a few other members of our community, sat down together to talk. And after a long and arduous and stressful negotiation, and to everyone's surprise, including our own, we succeeded in hammering out a compromise solution, the solution that is embodied in Council Resolution 37146. And that solution, as you know, was definitely a compromise. By no stretch of the imagination did the community get everything it wanted, nor did the Bureau get everything it wanted, but we had found a path to avoid continuing litigation and to an exit strategy from that difficult situation, and a path that we sincerely hoped would work for both the Bureau and the community going forward. But that solution required that everyone on both sides of this take a leap of faith to trust the agreement that we had reached, and it required that we all set out on that path in a spirit of goodwill. And the fact is that we all did that. We looked past our historical animosity, and we suspended our skepticism, and we worked very hard to work together. It has not always been easy, but we have been far more successful than I think we anticipated, or frankly, than council anticipated. We talk about this a lot. It's evidence, we think, for what can be accomplished to heal this kind of a rift between a city bureau and members of the community when people sit down in a spirit of goodwill to talk with each other instead of talking past each other. And I will say that we built in these reports when we were negotiating the solution. We and the Water Bureau leaders built in these reports because we thought it would be a way of coming back to a neutral arbitrator if we were struggling with each other. And that's manifestly not the case. We actually have built a very good working relationship. And we particularly want to thank you, Commissioner Fish, and you, Commissioner Fritz, for your leadership on this situation and for your trust in us and for all of your support in helping to make this process possible.
John, that's very...
I'll get it soon. That's very kind of you to say, and I just want to, because we have two new members, I want to acknowledge that we invited Commissioner Fritz to come into this conversation, and she could have said no. She had a million other things on her plate, but we felt her partnership was necessary, and I think of the number of things that ended up coming together to help us get to this point, I think Amanda agreeing to step into the controversy and partner with the Water Bureau was crucial, as was what you described, I think, which was the your willingness to sit down and do the face-to-face negotiations with the Bureau without people there to monitor it and to see if you could reach a deal. And those were two parts of the process which I learned a lot from. So I want to acknowledge that Amanda's participation, in my view, was crucial.
Absolutely. We would say the same. So I'll turn it over to Stephanie.
Hello.
So 21 months ago, we came to council and presented you with an elegant solution to what seemed to all of us to be an intractable problem. Our solution did not involve a costly redesign of the site. It did meet the requirements imposed by multiple levels of local, state, and federal regulations for historic resources, and it dealt with that shared responsibility we all have to care for publicly owned historic resources and public spaces. That solution recognized that the Water Bureau must continue to own this site because the pipes beneath it are essential to the drinking water system. It honored the city policy that capital assets must be maintained, and we want to be clear about this last point. It's the most cost-effective solution for achieving all of the above. You applauded that solution, and you sent us away with the charge to keep working to make more solutions and to keep this solution viable. And we've taken that charge seriously, garnering from other people and investing ourselves literally hundreds of hours of free labor. We too, John and myself, volunteer in our community because we value public service and civic engagement. And we are here working on this specific issue, as we have been for years, because protecting a park benefits a wide cross-section of Portlanders. But we are also participants in a long history of civic engagement in which residents of all the neighborhoods around Mount Tabor have worked to secure that space as a park to benefit all Portlanders. As you move into budget season, we hope you will support the momentum we've developed and help us build upon it. Postponing the funding would mean getting less value for the dollars spent. Postponing the funding would be devastating given the logistics of construction contracting. Postponing the funding would damage the trust we've built with our constituents. And we hope that your acceptance of this report signals your continuing support of this hard-won partnership between the public and the Bureau. And thanks for having us today.
Thank you. Any further questions for this panel? Is there any public testimony, Carla?
No one signed up.
Very good.
So I'm going to stay here. I'm going to move to accept the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Fish.
I got it right this time, so I just... thank you for the report. And this is a joint report. It's not written by either party. It's jointly submitted. And I appreciate that. Thank you, John and Stephanie, for the history lesson and also for your gracious comments about the state of the relationship, because that means a lot to the people who I have the honor of working with, that we have developed such a strong partnership. And this was intended to be a place where if things were getting off track, you would tell us. So that is, I agree with you, that is the value of this forum. I feel very strongly that we have to honor the commitment we made. If one were to look at this in the abstract, one might reach one conclusion. But having lived through the history and understanding how much effort went into this, what kind of compromise this represented, and how important it was in terms of securing broad support for this path forward, I think we must honor the commitment we've made. And so that's my commitment as a commissioner. But we greatly appreciate the partnership, look forward to future reports, and we especially look forward to when the work is completed. And we have restored the historical integrity of beautiful reservoirs, and that it becomes a place where future generations come with some pride and look back on an important chapter in our history. Thank you both. Thanks to the team. Aye.
You, Daly.
Thank you for the report. As you know, this whole ordeal predates my arrival on council, and I'm going to go back and read Council Resolution Number 37146 just to give myself a little more grounding. I'm happy to hear that it was the most cost-effective solution because, as you can imagine, we have a lot of competing priorities in the budget this year and every year. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for this report. Thank you for your comments, Commissioner Fish. I think your version is not exactly how I remember it. And we got to the right decision in the end, and actually to disagree with something you said, Mr. Larson, I was not surprised, at least I wrote down I was not surprised, because I had trust that the process, the neighbourhoods, the good people at the Water Bureau, that when we were able to get you to talk to each other, that you would come up with a solution. What I was surprised by is when you had that solution at the land use appeal hearing, because there had been a lot of concern that as judges in that decision, we should not know ahead of time what the Bureau and the neighbourhoods had been doing. So I think it was most one of the most stunning moments at council for me when you came together and said, here's the plan and this is the agreement. We had the accompanying resolution about how we were going to take care of the neighbourhood's concerns about the reservoirs. And that was fabulous. It's one of the times, Commissioner, that I've particularly appreciated your leadership and service on the council. The other one, I would have to say, being in my first term, your first full term, which was when you and I saved the ratepayers $500 million by persuading Commissioner Leonard not to build a filtration system in the Bull Run watershed. And that, too, was a quite momentous vote, which I shall cherish always. And indeed, I gave you the Spirit of Portland Award jointly, the Water Bureau and the Mount Tabor Neighbourhood Association in 2015 in recognition that you had done the hard work. And I'm really happy to hear that you're continuing to be able to set a shining example. It would be a breach of good faith of the worst kind if the council doesn't continue to fund this. We did leave it open as to whether it should be rates or whether it should be general funds. So that at some point in the future, we might take a look at that. I'm committed this budget cycle that the funding that's been requested to continue the good work should come out of the general fund, and I will definitely support it with every breath I take. And thank you, Commissioner Udaly, for saying that you would look up the resolution. I almost would like to go back and look at the video, because I'm sure my jaw dropped practically to the ground when you came in with the solution. It was fabulous. So thank you. It's good to know that we can trust our bureaus to do good things. We can trust our community to do good things. We can trust our neighbourhood associations to be inclusive, to work for the good of everybody, and to speak up when some other people can't. So thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Hard work, great resolution. I just want to put a quick asterisk by accepting the report. I am not accepting the budget request. That being said, I'm hearing what my fellow commissioners who fought this battle alongside of you have said, and the word of prior councils does mean something to me, and so we'll work hard to make it work in the context of the budget. But I want to be clear, accepting the report for me is never an acceptance of any budget obligation. That's sort of my blanket statement. Thank you for your hard work on this, your volunteer hours. Commissioner Fish never ceases to amaze me with his diplomatic skills. It seems to run in his family. And
let's be clear. My diplomacy in this case was to get out of the diplomacy. It was uniquely a deal struck by Bureau leadership and by community leadership, and that's probably why it came together.
A great general once said, know which battles to fight and know which ones to run from, and the second is probably the more important. Commissioner Fritz, why you would agree to jump into this is beyond me, but I'm glad you did, and it sounds like between you and Commissioner Fish, you were able to work very, very closely with the neighborhood organizations and hammer out a really great solution. So kudos to all of you for doing something really, really positive. Obviously, I'll vote aye, and the report's accepted. Thank you.
And Mayor, just as a point of information, Commissioner Saltzman also supported the measure, so I'm hopeful
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.